That's exhausted. Like, what the hell?
Because she's been focusing on her apartment. Yeah? You came here to do a podcast. Yeah, you came here to think it's
wake
late.
Up. Yeah? Wake up.
It's a Friday. Shake a leg. Drink some rum.
Oh my god, let's drink after this.
The one that just came off Bible study.
Oh my god, don't say that. Do you know what we should do? We should go to Five Guys.
Do you know, yeah, Chunks has been going to Five Guys for the longest, like, and I'm craving it now.
Five Guys all the time, and it's making me want to go. And it's just in Ponder's End. Like, I've never been. Why have we never been?
I've been there, okay. But I haven't gone to it. I've ordered it.
What do you want to eat then?
Yeah, we can.
My mum did cook, so I'm definitely eating something out. She called me saying, I am not cooking today.
Oh, if you came yesterday, you could have had jollof rice.
I know, so it's not.
My snap. Oh, yeah.
No, was that not the next day, though, when we... On the Monday?
It was on the Monday, but it lasted all the way till like yesterday.
So imagine.
Oh, thank God anyway, because the thing would be finished after all of you not ate it. What the hell?
I think the only thing I do eat is jollof. I don't really eat anything else.
Anyway, guys, welcome.
Hi, guys, and welcome to our very first episode of Think It, Say It. My name is Nikki.
I'm Ona.
I'm Shant, aka Shant LeBoy.
And just before we get into our episode, I just want to give you a little background about our podcast. It's literally just for fun. We may talk about serious topics and include our personal experiences, and we're always here to give our rawest opinions of different topics. Our podcast is very different to some. For example, what we'll be doing is we have a randomizer and we just put different topics in that we want to talk about, randomize it, and whatever comes up, we have to talk about it there and then. So there's no preparation. It's literally think it and just say it. Yeah. And before we start, I hope you guys enjoy. And a serious disclaimer, our intentions isn't to offend anyone. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Okay, guys, so we're going to randomize.
Drum roll,
and it is, are men intimidated by, no, what? Did I write? I meant to say, are men intimidated by women becoming bosses?
Wow, big topic.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Where do you even begin? Short answer, yes.
Yes?
I think they are.
Yes? What do you think,
Sean? I think a lot of them are, not all of them.
I think it is a problem for them, but I don't think it's a problem for the woman.
Of course not. 100%.
No, definitely
I feel
not.
Like we've literally come together and boosted each other up. Whether if we do or don't know the girl or whatever, we're always promoting them regardless. But I feel like with men, I feel like because they're not quote unquote breadwinner or whatever, they feel like they need to push even harder to make more money, or they feel like she's a such and such girl purely because she's making more money. I feel like a lot of guys are very intimidated by it.
No, I agree.
I've never met a guy. Do you know what? Maybe I'm just going for the wrong men. I can see people saying that it's us, that we're going for boys and not men. Because a man is meant to kind of... they're meant to be a leader, you know. So they're meant to lead you, they're meant to encourage you, they're meant to drive you towards your goals. But all the male species... Every member of the male species that I have encountered has never, it's never been the case for me. It's always been either they're derailing me or I can tell they're intimidated by the way they just behave, like when I'm talking about my goals and when I'm doing all of what I'm meant to be doing, they're always trying to kind of almost distract me from what I'm meant to be doing. Like, why do you want to be an agent of destruction in my life? Like, men, so I have a quote.
Men are mad.
Not even that men are mad, but for me it's always been the case of when a man enters my life, peace leaves.
Oof.
Peace will leave my life because they never want to because they never want to take me where I'm they don't want to follow me where I'm trying to go. They want to pull me back to where they're going.
But don't you think that's because we're too busy carrying them?
But you just
like, I feel like we have this motherly thing. Like, when you meet a guy, yeah, even if his life isn't together, we wanna fix that. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Whereas men, half of the time, they don't go for girls that don't know what they're doing. They go for the girls that are even if they're not at the top,
mm-hmm.
they're working to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But women, a lot of the times, we go for men that they don't know what they're doing. And, like, we're trying to help them and support them. But then it feels like you have another kid.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to raise anyone's son, I'm not going to lie.
That's not my job.
Do you know what I mean? It's really not my job. And I, do you know what it is? You know when you look at American relationships and you see like certain memes and quotes, they're always saying how, give her a bag to start her her business, give her 10k to da 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 da. I'm not saying I want a guy to give me £10,000 for me to start a business and stuff, but I feel like in America, they're very like, a lot of men are very like, oh, you want to do this? Cool, do it.
Maybe we're in the wrong country.
Nah.
Maybe it's British men, you know?
I don't think it's British. I don't know. I just feel like men, I feel like some are very like, yes, do what you need to do. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of guy friends.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
guy friends will support you 110%.
Men make such good friends.
Yeah.
Such good. I love all my male friends. Probably even more than you lot. I'm not even gonna, like, sorry, no offense here, but there's a special.
No way.
Can everyone relax, please?
No.
There's a special. Look, can you just let me speak?
There's a special. I'm mad on this pod. I was there before half of these boys. That
okay, cool, cool, now. Cool. But I just feel like there's a special place in my heart for my male friends. Like, my male friends, they're there for me in different ways, isn't it? That you lot aren't.
Do you know wait, what? Do you know? No, but I can actually agree to that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, actually really close to my male
when
friends.
When you have a good male friend, yeah. A lot of girls don't even have good male friends. Half your male friends are trying to pipe.
Yep.
Like, they like you.
No, but describe what a good male friend is.
Do you know what it is? A lot of male friends don't judge, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't judge because they're just doing what they want to do. Males are not ashamed of being who they are.
But this is the thing. I feel like a lot of girls judge. So I feel like for me, like if I was going through something or I need to talk to someone about something, majority of the time I'll go to my male friend because one, they'll listen, they'll give me good-ish advice, but it wouldn't be a thing where I would then feel, like I feel relieved that I've spoken to a guy about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but remember, guys are, like girls are made to judge because men judge us all the time.
Wait.
Girls are made to judge.
Like, no, that statement is...
Listen, no. I swear we're just discussing this. Right, so girls are technically made to judge in a sense of men, they just do their thing. Like, they're in their own world. If you go onto our Insta, so whatever, half of the time, my girls will be sending me this girl, talk about her wig, talk about her body.
So men are basically in society are allowed to be who they are.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
It's not even that they're allowed. They don't care. Like, they don't have time to be sitting there sending different man them to each other saying, oh, this guy, look how he dresses. They're just doing their own thing.
But we don't know that.
Women, I'm not saying that none of them do it. Mm. I'm just saying, in general, majority of them do not do that. That's not a trait. Like, women, it is a trait for us to criticize each other.
But in that same breath, I feel like when it comes to us being bosses, we also uplift each other, if that makes sense.
No, we do, but then it's like a race. If your friend's doing better than you, you're now looking at yourself saying, oh, like, I need to... Do you get what I'm trying to say? If someone got a car, you're like, oh, like, I need to get a car.
I mean, if you're thinking like that, that's more telling on you.
Yeah, it is, but I'm saying
if
that...
If you're thinking like that, you're kind of not a good friend.
Yeah.
It's, that's true, but we can't say that's not common. We just
no, it definitely
we're
it
just
definitely
not
is.
Aware of it.
Mm.
So...
100%. But I feel like going back to the whole, are men intimidated of women becoming bosses? I feel like... men can be salty in a way of like, I don't know how to explain it. Say for instance, there's a couple and the girl's like, oh, I want to do this, have a business, and it actually blows.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes the man could be kind of salty in a way like, oh shit, like my girl's actually doing her thing, like she's blowing. But to her face, oh yeah, babe, you're doing well, but like behind closed doors, he's really hurting his brain trying to think of ways to become successful.
It's a blow to their ego, like
alpha male, please, breadwinner, please. And it's like, don't think like that. Why don't you in the sense, just help her. Like, your time will come. Everyone's time is different. Mm. But I feel like men, they're just, they love to do things.
Your man will actually be your biggest enemy.
It's true.
Oh my goodness, that's so scary.
That's scary. Okay, you know the Real Housewives of Atlanta with Candy and Todd, yeah?
Yeah.
There was a point, I can't remember what season, what episode it was. Oh, there was a point where Candy was doing her thing. She was doing up the dungeon, the this. She was making money. And I remember one point, Todd was literally wrecking his brain. Oh, what do I want to do?
Let me just say something with that. That's not just because about him trying to figure out what he wants to do. Her mum was making her feel like he's only with you because of the money you're making.
Mm.
And I feel like that's wrong. Yeah. Because as a man, you never want, especially your mother-in-law, to make it seem like you're not successful. Like, you're dismissing everything I'm doing just because my wife is at a place in life where she's making more than she was making. Like, he has no control of that. No matter how good he's in, like, he's doing in life, there's always a chance that your wife could be making more than you.
So then maybe, I can't speak because I'm not a guy, so but I can probably just think that this is happening. Maybe the mother-in-law is their friends. So maybe they're like, his friends are like, oh, Deepa girl's doing this, Deepa girl has bare peas, Deepa girl, like, so maybe his boys are doing that, and then,
yeah, but that leads me, like, that's what I mean by, that's how it is in our world, like, people around you as well for a man will make you feel uncomfortable if you're with someone that's doing better than you and that is a woman. So it actually becomes a thing of, like, society.
Okay, question. Could you not be with someone who isn't making as much as you or is making significantly lower than you?
It's not about you making more. It's just about you being able to cover everything we need to cover. I don't feel like I would ever go to my man and be like, I don't know. Obviously, when it comes to buying something, you're going to have to talk about people's accounts, bank accounts, etc. But I don't feel like I'd be someone to be like, how much is it? Like, how much you get and all of that stuff. As long as I know if I ask this from you, you can give it to me, then it doesn't matter if I earn more than you. Because what if I just started a business that's gone sky high? Like, how can I blame that on you? Do you get what I mean? You might be in a place where you're building whatever.
But I feel like a lot of girls, like, they grow their ego from their business blowing.
Yeah, definitely.
And they look at their man like, Deepa make more money to
they
me.
Start
like, man
at
up.
Like, he's filth.
Like, you're my bitch type of thing. Like, you are now my bitch type of thing. Mm. So I feel like that's where a lot of women go wrong, because they make their man feel, they belittle the man basically, which isn't good. But
I think it's more about mindset for me anyway.
Mm.
Actually, I'm lying.
Do you know what it is?
I think he has to make more than me. I'm just going to be honest.
No, but I think in relationships, I've never been one to like expect gifts and stuff like that. If you're buying me something, thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm not like expecting that. So with me, I'm kind of like, let me get it for myself. One, there's a lot of people out there that will end up throwing it in your face that, oh yeah, I bought you this, I bought you that. And I don't want that over my head. But I feel like if I'm able to buy my own things, then let me be able to buy my own things. You don't have to buy it for me. Like, if you make less than me and you're trying to improve yourself, don't worry about me and you buying me stuff and trying to compete or whatever. Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
I can cover myself.
But then again, going from what Anna said about how she would like her man to earn more than her, I don't know if I want that.
What? So because you don't want him to, like, control you?
I feel like men have this, and it's been from back in the day. Obviously, now we're changing that game. But I feel like men have this thing of making you feel like they control you. They have power over everything you have because they earn more than you. So I feel like it would be better if we're on the same price range, or I'm earning a little bit more. But I don't feel like I would go out my way or I would ask God to give me someone that's earning more than me. No.
Me, I'm asking God, thanks. But you know what? I feel like that happens when they earn significantly more. Like, they're like, I don't know, a billionaire.
Exactly.
That's mad. No, I mean, it's not mad. That's good.
So you couldn't
it's good. If you've got a billionaire boyfriend, that's good.
But that's what I'm saying.
But so I wouldn't want that.
I
wouldn't want to be with someone that.
Don't lie.
We're lying.
Honestly, no.
Listen. I will be with you, but I won't be happy. Like, I'll be happy, but I won't be happy. Do you get it? Like, I'll be happy in the sense of, like, I'll be grateful and happy that, rah, I've got a man that's working hard, that's making good money.
Yeah, but he could be an abuser. He could be a shit person. But he can be
That's what I'm
his
saying.
His sex can be so shit as well. Like, why am I going to be with you? There, you can't even
a lot of men that are earning more than you, yeah, the way they treat you is this.
But what if he treats you well though?
But that's what I'm saying, that's why you got to be wary. Sometimes we're so adamant that I want a man that's making good money. You're not praying about their personality, you're not praying about how they're going to treat you, or like how they, like, you're not praying about all these things. You could be with your man, he takes care of you, but he cheats all the time, and some men will be like, well, I paid for this house. Do you get what I mean? I bought you the car.
No, I don't want that.
That's what I'm trying to say. And that's why I think it's important. I always say this. And like, when I have a daughter, I always install this in her head. Have your own. With or without a man, have your own. No, if you're in a predicament where he's treating you like crap, you have your car. You can get a place right now. You're not having to be stressing about where am I going to put the kids and stuff. Because a lot of the times as well, because your man's constantly working, you're at home with the kids. And then he uses that over you to try and say, like, cool, because I'm earning more than you, you can't take the kids nowhere, because where are you taking them? I'm going to lock your bank account. No, it actually happens. Money is a way of control, you know, in a relationship. Money.
Okay, so say, for instance, you're in a relationship now and you're making more money than he is. Yeah. Would you get a joint account?
Yeah. But that's for our bills.
No, in terms of, would you add him to your account?
No, why am I
so what,
to my
that
account?
He can be spending your money?
No.
But you know what? No, but if it was reverse now, and your husband said to you, we're not having a joint account because I don't want you spending my money, what are you going to say?
Yeah, but it's not about spending money. Why are you in my account?
No, but it's a joint account.
A lot of people in relationships have joint accounts.
I want a joint bank account for bills, but I still believe in having your own account. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one... You know Nissi and her man, I don't remember his name, but they have their savings account and obviously their joint account, and they still have their own account.
Yeah, no.
I don't feel like you should have a joint account and all your money's getting put in there if it's not going into something. I don't see why. Why?
Because many people are blinded by love.
Okay, you're too blind.
You need to open your eyes.
This is what I'm talking about, and this is the problem. Like, you get so invested in your relationship, you're putting too much... You're putting things that... You're still your own person. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? You still have your own.
Mm-hmm.
That even leads me on to say... I believe it. Sorry, Mum. But I believe in prenups. Okay. I believe in it. And 100%. I feel like I will have one.
Yeah, 100%.
What, is your mum against prenups?
Yeah, she feels like I'm basically...
You're anticipating divorce.
Going to God and saying that we're going to have a divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, men are wicked. So I'm not trying to be rich and successful. Say, like, and then I unfortunately go through a divorce. And you teeth all my money.
All this building that I'm doing, when you can turn around one day and just become a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just given you my everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm having to fight you to get back what I what I built. No. I believe in prenups. And it's not to say that we're going to fail. No, we're not going to fail. But it's good to have that.
It's like damage
there.
Control.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because even, like, for instance, anyone can end up having, like, a gamble addiction or, like, a shopping addiction. Mm. I'm not going to lie. We all have our moments where we end up going on a shopping spree.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, oh, shit, okay, that's how much money I spent. So I feel like that as well, that could become a really bad habit later down the line. And I wouldn't want to be in a situation where I'm now going through a divorce or whatever, and you've basically spent half my money because of your addiction as well, and then now I need to then fork out and give you money because we didn't have a prenup. It's like, okay, I've lost twice.
For real, like, too many L's. I can't. No, I hear it. But, okay, cool. I think I've had this conversation before with Sean. But in having a boss as a husband, do you know what I'm going to say? The way you're saying. Do you lot think that it's possible to have a rich husband and for him also to have time for you? Or for him to give you the attention that you long for, you know, to give you... Guys, I wish you could see Chantel right now. Chantel is like drinking. drinking water. She's taking deep breaths. Like, what? What do you want to say?
Because I've been in this situation before. And you're not even up there yet. But listen, yeah, I've been in a situation before where it's like you found out what you want to do and you want to pursue that and whatever. And one thing I can't stand about men when it comes to them finding their dreams.
Wait, hold on a second. This is turning into bashing men now. Guys, please. Men, okay, we love you, but we're just talking, innit? As just women, yeah, we are like, expressing our...
One thing I don't like is, as a woman and also a mother, yeah, there's so much that I have to do. Not only for myself, but for my child, let alone if I'm in a relationship or a marriage. Do you get it? And I'm juggling all of that, plus being my own boss, and I still make time for you. But when it comes to you guys now, and you guys find out what you want to do, and you become your own bosses, it's like you dismiss everyone that you love, and you're just so invested in that goal that it's like you can't juggle both. And that doesn't make sense to me, because you're not getting any younger. If you can't juggle it now, how are you ever going to juggle it? Because you become more and more successful, if that's what you want anyways. So why can't you find that common ground and balance that women have to find with having kids, having a job?
Men don't have to multitask.
Yeah, but that's not even about multitasking.
But should they be using that as an excuse?
Yeah, like, but have you ever like had a discussion where sometimes a guy's like, oh, I'm just on my juggle, I'm just doing this, I'm doing that. And it's like, the woman needs to understand my hustle and understand I don't have time and da-da-da-da.
What about if I said to you, you need to understand, and I stopped coming round, I stopped looking after the kids, I said, yeah, you look after the kids.
But that's not what you're saying.
What if like, we're meant to go on a date on Saturday and I'm like, oh, sorry, babe, you know what, I want a meeting.
We're whatless, that's what they were saying. We're whatless. But I just changed the baby's diaper, I cooked you dinner, I done the dishes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, there's no dinner, I'm too busy. Like, I have to focus on this.
How can I be at work all day? I'm hungry.
So maybe that's why men are now feeling intimidated, because now women... Because they're now able to juggle so many things. And it's like, okay, if I'm able to juggle all of this, first of all, I don't really need you then, for one, because I already can do it myself.
And that's what it is.
And that's why men are kind of scared.
But that's what it is. The fact that women are in a place of showing you that I'm good with or without you. And men are used to the women that needs you financially, mentally, emotionally, in everything they do, they need you. But now we're in a day and age where people, women, are in a place of doing it with or without you.
Even like, I feel like a lot of us now are learning how to channel our emotions into a hustle, into a 9-to-5, or into other things like reading, doing this, doing that. So I feel like, because we're now learning, okay, for instance, I don't know, if a woman was to go for a breakup, whatever, yes, they'll have their moment, but they're able to channel into different things and better themselves. And I feel like men are becoming more intimidated by that, because we're now able to not only understand us emotionally, but we're now able to use that in our lives and better ourselves and become that quote-unquote boss woman. And now men are kind of like, oh, shit, like, what am I supposed to do in this situation?
Because with men, they like to speak. When they're going through a breakup, they hit the club, they find the holes, they digga that. And women, like when I went through my own breakup, I was thinking, okay, cool, what am I going to do now? Like, not do now because of that, but just in general speaking, what do I want for myself? Where I'm trying to go? I channeled that pain into something positive. Instead, with a lot of men, they tend to do this thing of just lashing out and just doing the whole do life. And then they months later, they mature and recharge and invest and their time into the actual thing and that they're meant to be doing. Yeah, come back. But I've already been back and continue to do that whilst going through the pain. So women, like, that's why we are queens. That's why we deserve the world. Oh, like, that is why I believe in black women, white women, Chinese women, all of that empowerment. I believe in it because it is important. Like, we go through so much for men to just think, because we're in a good place now of having a good amount of money and able to enjoy our lives, that we should not, like, why can't you be happy for us? Enjoy it with me. Like, I would understand if the woman is treating you like crap,
But this is the thing, a lot of women do sometimes treat their partner or the guys they speak to like crap, because it's kind of like, nigga, I'm getting my own. Like, I...
But then, I'm sorry, is it such a bad thing for you to know that a man is not on your level?
No.
If he's not on my level, I'm not going to waste my time, innit? I'm just going to be like...
Yeah, in a sense, when you are talking to a guy and you, the guy's like being an utter prick, he's like, you know what, I'm my own boss, you can F off type of thing. But say, for instance, you're in a long-standing relationship, you were both at the same level, and all of a sudden, oh, and your business blew, and now I'm going to my man like...
Okay, no. Look, I don't condone that.
But a lot of women are doing that. However,
what's the man doing? Like, is he... trying to be, is he still goal driven? Is he still ambitious? Is he,
but what if, or
is
he's just
sitting at home?
But what if he's just comfortable with his 9-to-5 and he'll slowly progress into a successful 9-to-5er? And for instance, because people always like, oh, you can't become a millionaire of a 9-to-5. Actually, you can if you learn how to invest your money and use it wisely and so forth. Because I know a lot of people that started off with a 9-to-5 and they invest their wages and their money into stocks, property and so forth. Even though they end up becoming a millionaire pushing 50, they're still done it, in a sense.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's all to do with, like, you need to see it. Like, if you can't see that they're working towards something and they're just being complacent, then I'm sorry, like, I can't drag you with me. Now you're becoming baggage. Now you're dragging me down. Now we're unequally yoked, mate. And now, I have to cut you loose. So, I'm not saying that girls should be, like, obviously, once they blow, they start treating their man anyhow, like, no. But you should have already known from the jump, though, if your man had the traits that you were looking for.
Not necessarily, because if you guys are starting out in a relationship and you weren't even thinking about doing the business until 2 years down the line and you end up doing it and you blow, he can change from there. Because bearing in mind, we always change. Like, we're always changing full process and so forth. And 2 years ago, you guys were on the same level. And then after that, one person has successfully blown, one person still in the same position or slightly better.
So 2 years ago, were you both of you just useless then?
Not necessarily. You're starting... No, but you could be starting out. Like, you can both be...
Yeah, but the trait, though, the traits, the characteristics of both of you... I mean, obviously, people change on the inside as they grow. But, like, from the jump, surely both of you were ambitious. Like, for her to have a business, she must have had that ambition. She must have had that, she always wanted to do it kind of thing.
Yeah, but the guy could have probably had a 9-to-5 ambition.
So okay, he could be comfortable. Still ambition, like, he still wants to be great. He still wants to do but something. But
would you undermine that now because obviously you've got a business or no. You've made more money in doing what you're doing.
No.
And he's just still doing a 9-to-5.
No, you see this 9-to-5... thing, yeah.
That's the reason, because that's the
that's
only...
even another topic in itself. Because
why is it a thing where if you do a 9-to-5, you're belittled?
Exactly.
You could be at the top earning.
You could be CEO of a company.
You know, with a business, yeah. Do you know what the scary thing is when you have your own business? You could be sky high today. And tomorrow people cannot be rating you. Yeah. That's why you're always having to strive and promote your stuff single day. With someone that's like doing a 9-to-5, you know monthly you can get that significant amount or more from, you know, promotions and all of that stuff. So I don't know why it's belittled or looked as a bad thing. Like, if you are in a good place and you find that job, not everyone set out to be, you know, their own boss. Like,
do you know what it is? I feel like social media, for one.
It's definitely social media.
Yeah, what it is, they're like, oh, yeah, you could do a 9-to-5, but you need to have a side hustle. Which is all trading or doing, I don't know,
business monetizing your skills.
Yeah, and it's like,
do you know what?
What if I just want to go into a marketing profession? Like, leave me to it.
Sometimes rest. You know, like, sometimes rest. I don't understand our obsession in this generation with work, 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 hustle, 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 money, 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 get the bag, get the bag, get the bag.
Retire by 30.
What? You will die. You will actually die.
You know, like, life is actually not promised. Like, you could actually die tomorrow.
Like, why are 13-year-olds talking about being broke? I have to bring this back. Like, I love watching YouTube. Yeah, because I'm a YouTuber, aka. But anyways, and some of the YouTubers that I watch, like, they're very young. Like, They're like 16.
Are they American though?
No.
Okay.
They're over here.
Okay.
Yeah. And one time I was watching this boy, he was like, oh yeah, last year I remember when I was broke. Bro.
You're 16.
Like, what do you mean you remember when you was broke? Don't get me wrong, it's very good that you have found something that is now blessing you and you're at a place where loads of people that are older than you wish they could be in. But at the same time, you're a child. Like, you're not broke. Like, you're not meant to have the money you have. Not that you're not meant to have it, but like, it's normal not to have at the age that
Enjoy your youth.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Even us, that like, we're still young, and it's like, a lot of people in their 30s always say this. When you look back on your 20s, the way that a lot of us are acting now and just trying to get so much money, you're going to regret it, because that like, all them ages where I should have enjoyed, like, you're too busy putting pressure on yourself.
But you know what I can also say? It's true. People our ages, especially like coming out of uni and stuff, like statistically you are flat broke when you come out of uni, when you're in your, when you're like 22 to like 26, you are flat broke, you're in debt and so forth. But I feel like COVID has opened everyone's eyes. That's why a lot of people's like started businesses, started trying to find extra income and so forth, purely because the uncertainty of a 9 to 5.
Yeah,
because you can lose your job at any moment. A lot of people have lost a job at any moment, so I feel like that has played a significant factor in how our mindset has been, how our mindset is now, purely because the uncertainty of a 9 to 5, the fact that statistically we're supposed to be broke because of our age, and the fact that because we are young right now, a lot of people have the opportunity to, for instance, stay at their parents' house, not to pay rent, and save up all the money they can in their 20s, knowing that when they're actually 30, they can move out. So I feel like that's why it's pushed so hard for us to, like, become successful and become bosses, to be honest.
But going back to if your man was doing a 9 to 5 and the girl was doing a business, I think for me, it's just that as long as you're trying to progress, I hate mediocre people and I hate complacency. Like, I can't, like, why would you just want to stay in the same place forever? Like, in life, like, I'm not saying job-wise, whatever, but just, you just want to be, like, at this level. Like, you don't want to progress. Isn't it? See, I find that mad unattractive in a man as well. I mean, in anyone. But it's like, so that's the main thing. Like, the woman can be a businesswoman. He can be a 9-to-5er. But they both have to have that drive. Otherwise...
Mm-hmm. Going back to, obviously, do you think men are intimidated by women becoming bosses? I feel like men, if they're in a relationship or a situation, or they have a very close female friend that's successful and blowing and have the nicest car and this and this, they should either talk to them about it, especially if you're in a relationship.
Like, a man?
I know, yeah, but like, man. This is a whole nother conversation when it turns to communication relationship, but like, just talk.
Wow, a man go to a woman confessing that.
Not necessarily confessing, but like, oh, babes, do you know what? I'm feeling like this right now, and I'm happy for you that you're progressing. But for instance, not everyone's in the same position in life. When that woman has blown and becoming a great boss, that man is possibly trying to switch careers or trying to figure out his business himself. I feel like men shouldn't be intimidated, to be honest. At the end of the day, women are coming up. We are learning new ways of how to make money. We are invested within ourselves. For instance, we're finding ways to make money in terms of makeup, body products, skincare. We're investing within ourselves because no one did that
little
for
nail
us.
Line or that little making wigs that you lot were bantering women about.
Now look. Like, even men are starting to make wigs.
True. And like,
they even started to sew hair now.
See? So
yeah, and lashes.
Look, at the end of the day, love your woman, love your man, and be rich.
Love your female friends.
together.
Just be rich
and build together and be happy for each other. And if you know that you're not happy for your woman, you need to G-check yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you know you're not happy for your man, you need to G-check yourself.
You shouldn't feel intimidated. Right. It should be either something motivational for you to do, or if you are feeling intimidated, maybe you need to really reflect on yourself. Because it could be a you problem.
Definitely. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to leave us a comment. Follow us on Instagram at thinkitsayit_. Subscribe. Leave a review.
Give us some feedback. Anytime.